a better person than I knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
I'm Sarah Yacoub.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow. On the show this week, some ideas to help support Wisconsin's local neighborhood public schools. Ideas that would come in handy after more than 10 years of attacks and cuts and hostility and more from the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature. We will also have a legislative Democrat on to talk about the need to keep pressure up for prosecuting those fake electors who tried to hijack our 2020 election. And he'll also share some ideas he got from the Twitterverse on how the state should handle its expected budget surplus. But first off, in our neck of the woods, we had a surplus of snow. Only, 48 hours after the temps were in the 40s, you know, kind of flirting with 50. So, you know, got to love the theater of seasons here. But it got me wondering, because of a strange metamorphosis that's happening to me, that I thought I would check on your guys' preferred method of getting snow out of the way. And I'm betting you don't, neither one of you pays the neighborhood kid, you know, 50 cents to do it. So you do it yourself. You contract it out, snowblower, shovel. What's your weapon of choice?
My strapping husband with big muscles that melt me like butter.
There you go. No, that was a good answer.
Nice.
Yep.
I have to say, Pat, I got a guy.
You got a guy.
I had a restaurant. He had to do the parking lot, so I'm like, come on, just do my driveway too.
Okay, good point. I've realized I'm turning into my neighbor who's been retired for many years now, and I like that thing black. I don't just have a shovel; I have a blade as well that I push along to really get it off of there. It's kind of sad. I mean, I look at the birds in the bird feeder. I get a glass of Metamucil. Winter's been rough for those of us who are aging rapidly. I mentioned that we were going to talk about schools in large part today. And I got to tell you, some of the headlines have not been great recently on schools. Let me start outside of Wisconsin for a minute. Governor Greg Abbott in Texas has ordered, under threat of criminal prosecution, all teachers, doctors, and nurses have to report trans children so that the Texas Family and Protective Services Department can investigate trans children and prosecute their parents for what he calls child abuse. Now back to Wisconsin, where a so-called parental bill of rights is making the rounds, which says that parents have the quote-unquote right to determine a student's names, pronouns, and religion. Oh, and the Wisconsin Assembly was voting Wednesday on a bill that finally does something about school shootings. The bill would protect gun makers. It would protect gun makers from being taken to court by shooting victims or the loved ones of who were murdered. So, guys, if you don't mind, I took the liberty of writing a commercial for the Republican Party I'd like to present. And maybe if you like it, you can take it to your local Republican officials and see what they think. So here we go. I should have had a music bed with this.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, do you think you should have the right to control your name, what somebody calls you? Are you or a friend seeking control over your pronouns and gender? Do you think you should control your religion? Well, even if you have a bad relationship with your parents or none at all, Wisconsin Republicans want you to have squad douche for control over these highly personal things. Although, hey, it's not like you're in Texas where your parents could be arrested for child abuse for things like this. But don't you worry that Republicans don't care about important school issues. Just because you have no control over intimate details of your life, and just because the GOP is doing everything possible to keep COVID-19 running rampant through schools, they do care about the issue of school shootings. By making sure that if you're shot, you can't sue gun makers for marketing their products to people who are at a risk for public safety. That's the Republican Party working hard to also make sure Wisconsin teachers can't say words like white supremacy, structural bias, systemic racism, multiculturalism, and of course, patriarchy. So having set up that discussion, we'll talk more about schools later in the program, starting with Senator Chris Larson next. You're up north.